No one doubts that President-elect Barack Obama has a lot on his plate with a crumbling economy, with two wars that the United States is currently involved in, a lot. But he's also got something else on his mind.
We want to talk about parents reading to their kids, thinking about the diversity of our culture, and inviting jazz musicians and classical musicians and poetry readings in the White House so that once again we appreciate this incredible tapestry that's America. I think is going to be incredibly important, particularly because we're going through hard times.
That was President-elect Obama yesterday on Meet the Press, and we're going to investigate this a bit further with Takeaway contributor and Essence Magazine senior editor Patrick Henry Bass, who joined us here in the studio. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning. Good to see both of you.
Hey, Patrick.
So on the agenda for President-elect Obama is the media, the arts, culture, and let's start with him and what he's done for the media business in, let's say, the last 2 years.
He's been a gift, at least in this last quarter. Anyone who saw the headlines coming out of the major publishers, it was shocking that Doubleday, you know, the venerable house that produced Roots and Jaws, is no longer. I mean, Doubleday is now an imprint of Knopf. You know, Simon & Schuster laid off over 100 workers, and Houghton Mifflin, the publisher of Gunter Grass, are no longer doing acquisitions. They've frozen their acquisitions. So these are dark, dark times in publishing. Ironically enough, the books that are moving are not Stephen King or Toni Morrison, but Obama books. Anything Obama is moving, you know, like gangbusters, not just in bookstores, but also on newsstands, which is good news for Time Magazine and People Magazine and also us at Essence Magazine.
And after the election, speaking to that, everyone jumped on the bandwagon, right, including newspapers, because they were sold out immediately with him on the front page.
Exactly. You can now get the New York Times November 4th, 2008 cover on eBay. It's going up to $500, you know.
I mean, I wonder if New York Times sales of the Obama Election Day issue is subsidizing the sales of today's paper, for instance.
Yeah, well, one would hope so. I mean, what people are now trying to focus on is the inauguration, because like they really feel like that's where the money is to be made. There's a book called Yes, We Can, from a photographer who followed the Obama campaign for 2 years, that Powerhouse threw out last week. It's already sold 60,000 copies. You know, 60,000 copies in this economy. Time Magazine produced a bookazine called The Path to Power. It sold out. They rushed it into hardcover. Now they're about to do a hardcover edition with expanded inauguration coverage.
You know, there's an irony here, because the media, particularly the television networks, are suffering from the lack of Obama campaign advertising money, you know, as part of their revenue. But they can book him for the Sunday talk shows, for instance, and get some of those ratings back.
Right. And also MSNBC is now selling an Obama DVD. Just the best of MSNBC's
coverage. How long can this continue? And is it just really a blimp on the screen of industries that are really troubled, facing challenges by the internet and the terrible economy that we're suffering?
Right. Well, people are, you know, responding to the optimism and hope of the Obamas in their story. That's what the Essence book is called. We're doing a bookazine coming in January called The Obamas, you know, America's New First Family.
Wait, so you've got a conflict of interest.
I know, right? Thanks for just being open and candid with us.
Well, I am, full disclosure. But the big news will be the moment that he puts his hand in that Bible and takes the oath, all bets are off. You know, Wynton Marsalis and Rita Dove will come to the White House and they will read, and Wynton will jazz it up. But the gloves are off in terms of media. The gloves are off in terms of, you know, the public, because he's going to start making decisions that are going to be unpopular with people. And you're going to start to see a wave of anti-Obama books in the fall, especially from Regnery and some of the folks at Fox News and some of the conservative columnists, and not just the conservative columnists. Jabari Yassim, who is the editor-in-chief of Crisis Magazine, has a very critical book on Obama coming in January.
Well, but the Kennedy buzz for media continued well after the inauguration. I mean, Life magazine was kept afloat, basically, by pictures of Kennedy kids in the White House. So I guess, you know, until the Bay of Pigs, the Obama Bay of Pigs were in pretty good shape.
Let's not hope there is one. Let's not predict that on our show, of all places. But just to get to your point about who will be invited to the White House, this notion of encouraging Americans to embrace the culture that exists and stitches, you know, part of our fabric, isn't that a change? I mean, the White House hasn't sort of been leading
Smart is back, and smart is in again, thank God. And one of the what we have a clear difference between our current president and our president-elect, and that our current president said he doesn't read newspapers at all, whereas our president-elect is very literate, you know, wrote his own book, you know, Dreams for My Father, loves literature, loves science, loves innovation, loves ideas. So expect to see, you know, a lot of those Knopf authors, you know, a lot of poets, a lot of, you know, actors, a lot of musicians back at the White House.
But doesn't it give those industries then a bump and exposure that they wouldn't necessarily have if Obama was not in the White House?
Exactly. And what many people want to then see, if Barack and Michelle Obama are serious about the arts, and people want to see more funding for the National Endowment for the Arts, they will want to see more legislation on the Hill about the arts, you know, returning funding to schools. If they are serious about, you know, bringing the arts into public schools, then people want to see legislation that would back that up.
An arts stimulus package. I don't know. That may be a low percentage shot.
But I think there's a good argument that if it's mentioned as something that was important, because what was fascinating about this interview that Tom Brokaw did on Meet the Press is he asked him, have you and Michelle Obama thought about the cultures and how that's going to affect what you do in the White House? And he came out with his answer.
Yeah, he did.
He said they have talked about it.
But John, back to, you know, the Kennedy administration, Bunny Mellon and Jane Wrightson were these, you know, consultants for Jackie O, and she used to do all of these wonderful, sure, you know, speaking, you know, yeah, lectures. And I think that Michelle Obama is definitely modeling herself on Jackie O in that
way. And it goes back a long way. I mean, Teddy Roosevelt had an enormous influence on the culture. The Natural History Museum is a result of him. The whole environmental conservationist movement was created from Teddy Roosevelt's sort of influence on the culture.
Exactly, and publishers are keeping their fingers crossed that this will translate into sales, and that Obama can possibly be the next O. He could be an Oprah in terms of endorsing an author or liking an author.
Or the next Teddy Roosevelt, who's a successful author, or General Grant, who still
you
has
learned
the
it on
best
the takeaway.
Memoir.
It was this
the
is an
next
exclusive.
O.
But remember, Bill Clinton helped out the sales of Walter Mosley tremendously. Walter Mosley just sort of been, you know,
the author.
Well, no one really knew who he was. I mean, he had a small fan base, and then Bill Clinton in an interview said that Walter Mosley was his favorite author, and Walter Mosley's career took off after that.
And you're Obama's favorite author? Is that what you're trying to say?
I think I am.
Wouldn't it? From your mouth to God's ear.
Absolutely.
Patrick Henry Bass, it's always a great pleasure to have
you.
Thank you so much. Henry Bass is our takeaway contributor and senior editor with Essence Magazine.
And we take pills for our headaches and to lower our cholesterol. Should we be able to take pills to make us smarter? That's the takeaway question this morning. To make us more focused, more energetic, would you give smart pills to your kids? 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org for your opinion. Would you enhance yourself, or do you like normal? Here's your takeaway.
This is an issue that divides the Democrats, and I think it's an issue on which his administration will be internally divided.
Who would have thought that a discussion of NAFTA would be so entertaining? That's Edward Alden, senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, talking about the future of NAFTA in the Barack Obama administration and putting to rest the rumor about Ameros that I raised at the top of the show.
Right, and he was suggesting a commission to investigate because there are such a variety of opinions on NAFTA.
I like an art stimulus package.
Stimulus package? That's Patrick Henry Bass's
takeaway. Well, we're going to bring you back then for a briefing book on that one, Patrick. Thank you.
I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji, and this is The Takeaway.